This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A human-caused wildfire in Larimer County prompted mandatory evacuations yesterday near Red Feather Lakes near the Wyoming border. The Pearl Fire covers about a quarter of a square mile. It is not contained, but crews from multiple agencies are working on it. Aircraft continue to dump fire retardant on the area today. Recreation is limited at Carter Lake, so scoop planes can pick up water. Governor Jared Polis has declared the fire a disaster emergency to increase access to federal resources. An oil and gas company deserted a record number of wells in Colorado last year. CPR's Ishan Takor reports.
Last year, state regulators seized 339 wells from Amamix Petroleum in Phillips and Yuma counties. It was the most number of wells offloaded by a single operator in state history. It's now the state's responsibility to clean them up. Colorado has 912 of these so-called orphaned wells in its custody, and they can pose serious health and environmental risks. Regulators spent $15 million on the orphaned well program last year and plugged 132 wells, both all-time highs. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
Wind and thunderstorm warnings were in effect across the Front Range for Douglas, Weld, Arapahoe, Denver, and Adams counties as strong winds moved across the Front Range earlier this afternoon. Wind gusts at Chatfield State Park already hit 60 miles per hour. The National Weather Service says wind gusts could hit 80 miles per hour today and potentially cause damage. That's the equivalent of a small hurricane. Winds should die down in the metro area around 5 p.m. with the storms leaving the state around 7 p.m. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.